Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA reports show that drought is still impacting the breeding cattle market even more so than ever. That according to Berent Nelson, American Farm Bureau Federation economist.
In July, the report estimated that all cattle and calves in the U.S. totaled 95.9 million head on July 1. This was down 3% compared to last year's report. U.S. beef cattle came in at 29.4 million head. Now, this was a 52-year low for beef cattle supplies. That's a significant number when we start talking about beef prices.
In the latest USDA cattle on feed report, placements remain high, again pointing to drought as the culprit.
This came in 3% above last year. So this shows that placements have come up a little bit. This tells us that farmers are still putting cattle on feed. So while our cow slaughter numbers have come down right around 12% from last year, we are still seeing a relatively high number of heifers being placed on feed. This tells us that we have not yet bottomed out in the cattle cycle.
With the elevated placements, contraction of the cattle market will continue into 2024, with herd rebuilding not occurring until at least 2025, according to Nelson. As for cattle economics,
demand has remained strong on both the global front and the domestic front. The prices have begun to come up, and they may continue to come up as long as our demand stays strong for beef.
American Farm Bureau Federation economist Berent Nelson.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.